Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gaetan up to the ball. He strikes it and scores. So how do you like Atlanta United's chances to overcome a three-goal deficit playing down a man?
Make it stop, Chris. Just make it stop.
Sports Radio 92.9
The Game.
I
needed to stop.
That was last night in Chicago. Mott Conti on the call here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, his partner on those Atlanta United broadcasts, the color analyst, able to spend a few minutes with us here and on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Jason, what happened?
I wish I knew. Every bad thing that can happen in the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes did last night. You give up a goal off a set piece, poor marking. Francisco Calvo completely unaccounted for. And it looked like either a play that Chicago had scouted or something that they had already had and they had kind of prepared and just hadn't unleashed yet. Calvo makes a late run. Nobody picks him up. Gaetan picks him out on the corner. You're down one early. Then you get hit on a counter when you have a set piece going the other way. Poor organization. You don't have enough numbers back to prepare for that. It felt way too risky in your setup. You get hit there, and then kind of a fluky red card, but it's a red card. You're playing down a man, and it's a penalty, and it's 3-0, and it's pretty much ball game at that stage.
Jason, I do appreciate the way that you explained that. I was listening live. I joined at about 8 minutes, and then throughout that entire call, especially from a radio perspective, I appreciate you being able to explain it and all that, but I need to ask more than anything. What type of medication did Mike need before half? Because he was losing it. And I love the fact that his emotion, he wears it on his sleeves. He loves the team. He has great passion for it. But the two of you together, you had to keep it together in some way, shape, or form, because everything else just seemed to be dismal for the rest of the first half.
Yeah, it's such a tough situation because, I mean, that call was complicated on a number of levels, and I hope it did come across the right way to hit all the aspects of it, because it's a tough call to begin with, and then you have a situation where Major League Soccer is playing under a law of the game that has been updated, but not for Major League Soccer because they're in midseason. And in the current laws of the game, if you slide and you have your hand down and the ball touches your hand, that's considered a natural position and it would not be a handball. But under the rules Major League Soccer is playing under, you have to call the handball. And if you call the handball in that situation, you have to go to the red card. And it's unfortunate. It's unlucky for Atlanta. But at that point, you're already 2-0 down. You get the handball and the penalty, and it's ball game there. And I was a little disappointed with how long it took to get a response after going down 3-0. I thought Julian Gressel really tried to stand up and put this team on his back a little bit and try to keep things organized. That was much appreciated from him, a young player who's kind of growing into being a leader. Second half was better, and I mean, the second half team talk definitely helped. You won the second half a man down. That's good. But the reaction to where things were falling apart was what was frustrating last night.
Jason Longshore, the color analyst on the Atlanta United broadcast that you hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, I want to kind of circle back around to something you said just a moment ago. And I'm going to give you the thoughts from maybe a 50,000-foot view of this. It just seems like there's a lot of refereeing or officiating controversies happening in MLS. How would you grade the state of officiating in the league right now?
That's a great question. It's a time in the game in the United States where, you know, let's get into the nuts and bolts of it. You've added so many teams across Major League Soccer. That's adding more games per match week across the league. The second division, the USL Championship, has exploded. You've got 36-plus teams there, and you've got a bunch of games going on there. You've had a generation of referees that have been very good, and some of them are starting to wind their careers down and retire or cut back. And you've had to bring in a number of new referees at a critical time where there's more eyeballs watching the game. And then on top of that, you've introduced replay. And I think all of us who followed any sport can think back to the times that replay has been introduced and all the hiccups that come with it, because you have to think differently as a referee because you have that backup now. You have that extra set of eyes that can help fix things. All of that combined has made it difficult, I think, for referees to do their best. I think it's something that the U.S. Soccer Federation has to invest in going forward. They invest in coaching education in some great ways. They have to invest in referee development, and the game and the product will benefit from it with better refereeing.
Speaking of the video review, the VAR, in the way that it is currently being used, is it a good thing? Is it good for the sport right now? Because it seems like a lot of these controversies, Jason, that you hear about, and certainly Atlanta United's had their share, but it seems like a lot of these conversations surround VAR and its use.
I do think it's a good thing for the sport, but I think the way it gets used, and more importantly, the logistics of how decisions get explained has to improve. I think right now, every time VAR comes into a new league or a new competition, you see it used too much. You see too many judgment calls basically being re-refereed by VAR, and that's not what you want. It's very helpful in black and white issues. And offside is one that you're either on or you're off. And having replay, and then at the Women's World Cup, we've seen the Hawkeye system that can draw the lines and show you, yes, they're a foot off, or it's very narrow, but they're off. That's great. Now, that's going to change the way that people play, and it's going to change the way that coaches coach. It's going to change the way that we as commentators talk about it, because it used to be kind of the old school tie goes to the runner. If it's close, you let it go. Now there's nothing about it being close. It's yes or no. I think replay is the right thing to have in the league and around the world, and it will get more calls right, but it doesn't fix everything. And I think now with replay involved, the international board that sets the laws of the game, I think, has to rewrite some of these laws. They've tried to do the handball situation now, and in some ways they've tried to make it more black and white, but it's a judgment call, and I think referees do need some discretion in the way that they judge that.
Well, Jason, it sounds, especially because of your interaction with others that are a part of soccer and the broadcasting of it, I would venture to say that you're of like mind. Are there others that have the same opinion that you do regarding rules and possible changes? And my follow-up with that is the league listening? And will your complaint be heard? And are there ears that are willing to make the proper changes to make the game better?
I think the league has actually done a really good job here with Major League Soccer in explaining the way VAR works this season. They're doing a video series every week that highlights some of the different VAR situations. They take you behind the scenes, and you can hear the referees' conversations on their headsets. And they explain it. And that's been great. It's been great for me to understand that process even more. They need to do more of that. I think from a commentator perspective, you get a mix, because you get, you know, some who are old school and want everything to go back to the field and don't want replay involved. And then you get others who are looking at new ways to get calls right. For me, ultimately, I want the calls to be right. And I know sometimes that means goals are going to be taken away because it was marginally offside or there was a foul in the buildup that the referee couldn't have spotted. But I want the calls to be right. I'd rather argue about the game and tactics than did the referee get this right and why did they get it wrong and how could they get it wrong. I want to talk more about the teams than the referees in time.
Talking Atlanta United with Jason Longshore here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, I've asked you this question before. I know it's something that has been talked about a lot, and we saw it again last night in Chicago, a poor start for Atlanta United. Is there anything Frank DeBoer can do to get this team off to a better start? Because it seems like they fall behind early, things tend to snowball.
Yeah, it feels like once every month or so it pops up where you have these early goals conceded. And for a team that stresses control and wants to control matches via possession and not giving up chances, when you fall behind, you get out of your comfort zone, and then you have to take chances. And that's not the way this team wants to play. They have to be more consistent in the way they start. And I think sometimes they have to be maybe a little smarter at the beginning in terms of not risking anything and growing into the game. It's a tricky situation because overall the season's been very, very good. And there's not a ton to change. I mean, Atlanta United is among the best teams in the Eastern Conference. They've dramatically improved. They've had one of the best defenses in the league. You're not looking for major overhauls, but how you start games, a little bit of the personality of the team. And maybe it's not so much Frank DeBoer, but it's leaning on the leaders in this group to make sure that the team is coming out of the locker room with that right mentality to not give up any early goals that change the whole game plan.
First time ever allowing 5 goals. Was this the worst loss in United history last night?
It was this, and it was the Houston game that opened last season. The Houston game, there was really no positives coming out of this one. There's a couple things you can take here. We talked about Gressel. Getting Mikey Ambrose back in and getting minutes is good for your depth. I think Brad Guzan making a couple saves late. And honestly, just winning the second half down a man. Brandon Vasquez getting his first goal of the season on the penalty. Miles Robinson earning that penalty on a 70-yard run at the center back. There's some things to take out of it, but what's interesting is the New York Red Bulls are coming to town on Sunday. They had a game really similar to this. They lost 4-0 in Houston last night, and they actually had things go in a different way bad for them because they had 2 red cards on top of that. So you've got 2 teams coming to town off of bad losses, some of the worst losses they've had in their club history, in a big showcase game on Sunday in front of 70,000 fans. It's going to be a weird vibe.
When will United be back at full strength?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question right now with Ezequiel Barco and Tito Villalba's injuries that seem to be lingering a bit. You will get Joseph Martinez back on Sunday, hopefully, at least off the bench. I hope he's able to start because that's going to give you that spark, and that's going to give you that, I think, that intensity off the starting whistle that you did not have last night. But Barco and Villalba have been big absences, especially Barco, because I think we saw before he went to the U-20 World Cup how he was making everything flow with this team. Without him, it's different. You don't have that creativity in the middle of the field. You need to get Barco back, and I just don't know how long it's going to be on him.
Did Ezequiel or Joseph or any of the other international players impress you with what they did to where when they come back, you'll say, hey, these guys are hot. These guys are coming off really good performances, and we should really look forward to getting them back on the pitch.
Joseph just didn't get a lot of time with Venezuela, which was really strange. He's one of their best players, but they have 2 of their best players play up top, and their manager didn't want to go to 2 forwards. He just wanted to play 1. So Joseph is going to be fresh in that regard, and that's a benefit for Atlanta United, but he's got to get his match rhythm back. Barco had an outstanding U-20 World Cup, and I would have said that exactly when he came back and played in the Open Cup match against Columbus. That was how I felt, was he's going to hit the ground running, and he did. He played very well in that match. They got kicked out of it and got injured, and he hasn't been able to take the field since. So you've kind of lost that momentum a little bit. I think Barco, that U-20 experience, though, will help him and help him with his confidence a great deal.
Jason, appreciate the time, man. As always, safe travels to you guys coming home.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back in Atlanta this afternoon.
Jason Longshore, color analyst for Atlanta United, hanging out with us today. Tough one last night. They get back at it inside Mercedes-Benz against the New York Red Bulls on Sunday. 92.9 The Game. John Fricke, Hugh Douglas, broadcasting live from 10 until 1:30 on the front porch of Mercedes-Benz Stadium for exclusive coverage of the World Cup final watch party going on. You can go inside starting at 10:30. They're going to open up the gates to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You can go inside starting at 10:30. You can watch the Women's World Cup final on the Halo board, and then stick around for the New York Red Bulls and the Atlanta United at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So that sets you up for a great day of soccer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.